2月9日晚，神韵晚会在美国历史上最伟大的总统之一林肯的故乡伊州首府春田市首次上演，担任演出的是神韵国际艺术团和乐团。当晚春田市桑加蒙大剧院掌声雷动，观众表示很幸运神韵把这么好的节目带到林肯的故乡。
热情驱散了严寒，九日晚音乐、掌声、安口声在伊州首府春田市桑加蒙大剧院内响起。神韵晚会首次来到了林肯的故乡，让这座寂静的小城似乎也为之沸腾。
It is fascinating. It really is. I mean, it's just a combination of the dance along with the visual effects is really phenomenal.
It is beautiful. We were just speaking of how beautiful the dance is and the music and the story. It's all very wonderful.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. The colors and the dancers and the music is...Excellent. It's a very, very good show.
It's been very enjoyable. Very classical. I like the dancing and the scenery, the background.
很多人他们是第一次看到这样的演出。
I have never seen a show like this before. No, and it's very refreshing. And we're just very honored that they would bring this presentation to Lincoln's hometown.
First time. Enjoying it a lot.
伊州州长 Pat Quinn、 春田市市长 Timothy Devlin 等多位政要为晚会颁发了褒奖。结束了伊州首府 Springfield 的演出之后，神韵国际艺术团和乐团将赶往下一站圣路易斯。他们将于农历腊月28、29和大年30，也就是2月11号至13号在圣路易斯上演四场神韵晚会。以上是新唐人电视台记者林冲、杨小梅在 Springfield 的采访报道。
神韵晚会在美国圣路易斯的首场演出2月11日晚在林登伍德施德格尔艺术中心内拉开了帷幕。淳朴的美国中西部地区的观众很多人都是第一次看到这样的演出。有观众表示，以往谈到中国文化，他们总会联想到杂技等等，但看了神韵晚会的演出，让他们了解了很多中国的习俗、历史故事和文化之美。下面请看报道。
演出结束后，施德格尔艺术中心内掌声经久不息。
I've never seen anything this beautiful, and I've never heard voices as pretty as the ones I've heard tonight. The alto and the soprano they had sing was absolutely beautiful.
丹尼斯先生说，这是他第一次现场观看中国古典舞表演。此前他对中国文化的印象是长城、杂技、空中飞人等，但这次让他了解了很多。
And I like the way that each act tells a story and tells you something about their culture, from the lanterns to the bows and arrows, and yeah, I think it's great.
This is my first time to see it. It was wonderful. The costumes were beautiful. We were just talking about how colorful they were.
艾丽莎女士的女儿是 Radio City Rocket 的舞蹈演员。当她获悉神韵晚会将在中国的农历新年期间在 Radio City 上演时，她说一定要让她女儿前来观看。而魔术师 Chuck 先生则表示，每个人都会不虚此行。
But this was really wonderful. I think everybody should really come and see this show because it's just beautiful. The music was wonderful, and all the dances told stories, and the performers were really fantastic.
密苏里州州长 Jeremiah Nixon 以及联邦参议员 Christopher Bond 等多位政要均为晚会颁发了褒奖。农历的腊月29和大年30在这里还有三场演出，相信会有更多的中西观众及中国新年之际一同前来共襄盛举。以上是新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、李青在圣路易斯的采访报道。
神韵晚会在圣路易斯演出的第二天，一位20年前从苏联来到美国经营美容院的玛利亚·索科罗夫斯卡亚女士说，大幕一拉开，当他看到美丽的色彩和舞蹈，就忍不住泪流满面。他非常感谢将神韵带到圣路易斯的人们。
I'm very happy here, and today's show is unbelievable.
Maria 20年前从前苏联来到美国，经朋友介绍，12日晚她观看了神韵晚会。Maria 说，大幕一拉开，当她看到美丽的颜色和舞蹈，就忍不住的泪流满面。因为没有手绢，想忍住，但实在是太感动了。
My face will be always.
她说，非常高兴看到这样的演出，并感谢将神韵晚会带到圣路易斯的人。
I like the show and I'm glad what I came here. Why, I so appreciate people who bring this show here.
而戴维斯先生是建筑商，并参与了施德格尔剧场的建设。他说，剧场所有的演出他都不落，但当晚的神韵晚会让他是喜出望外。
This is, the costumes were fantastic. So are the dancers. I guess they must put in many hours to be able to do that, and they're also young.
David 先生想对观众说，没有买票的，你们错过了非常好的演出。
You're missing out on a great show.
西方人电视台记者杨小梅、李青、圣路易斯采访报道。
农历新年能在密苏里州华人不多的美国中西部地区看上神韵晚会，可说是千载难逢。2月13日大年三十，有华人驱车两个小时来到圣路易斯观看神韵晚会，他们说不虚此行。
郭医师60多年前从重庆来到美国，目前和太太居住在密苏里南部，偶然的机会在英文报纸上看到了神韵广告，于是驱车两个多小时来到圣路易斯观看神韵晚会。
这么远开过来啊，觉得怎么样？
我觉得很值得。我们在那边很看不到这种那么精彩的节目，每个节目都很精彩。
觉得不虚此行。我知道这个团每年都来这里，所以以后还有机会再来看。
郭太太也期盼神韵能够到他们那里演出。而和太太一起来看神韵晚会的菲律宾医师伯纳尔多先生说，这是他中国新年和西洋情人节两个东西节日合璧的最好庆祝方式。
And watching this performance, especially for here in St. Louis, for us, it's a really great treat.
圣路易斯的神韵晚会主办方表示，神韵的演出时间都是统一安排的，刚好赶上中国新年，只能说是密苏里人的幸运。
美国圣路易斯是美国西部的门户城市，最早的西部开发就是从这里起步的。著名建筑拱门可说是美国东西部的分水岭。神韵的到来让西部门户有缘结识了东方文化。拱门下的导游、剧院的节目制作人都是通过一个偶然的机会来到神韵晚会的现场。
My job is a tour guide, or basically an interpreter down.
Jim 是拱门的导游和解说员。12日，神韵艺术团的演员们到拱门参观游览。Jim 为他们热心地讲解了拱门的由来和西部开发的历史。结果，艺术团热情邀请他和妻子前来观看神韵晚会。
It's fascinating seeing the colorful costumes.The music was fascinating. As a musician myself, I found that absolutely intriguing, the connections with the music. It was very fascinating. It was a good show. I enjoyed it a great deal.
剧院节目制作人 House 夫妇演出结束了，还特意到乐池前一探究竟。据悉，他们经常光顾的一家商店的老板极力向他们推荐神韵。看遍美国大大小小舞台剧的他们，首次结识中国文化，也是赞不绝口。
The costumes are incredible. The choreography is incredible too. We are not familiar with Chinese culture or Chinese history, and so it's a real introductory experience to that culture tonight. And so
it's incredible. It's nothing like I've ever seen before. Really enjoying it a lot.
有缘千里来相聚，农历新年前夕，结伴前来观看神韵晚会的华人朋友也为大家带来了新年的祝福。
祝大家新年好。五年大吉大利。
西方人电视台记者杨小梅、李青、圣路易斯采访报道。
除夕在纽约的神韵演出是逢东西方两个节日重逢，很多观众是举家前来。纽约州众议员迈克尔·费兹帕里克与夫人和女儿一同前来观看演出，他表示从中看到美丽的中国和中国人，每一个节目都是他的最爱。
A beautiful country, a beautiful people, beautiful music, and a beautiful show. I have to say, all of it, the singing was, the sopranos and the tenor, they were wonderful. Every dance routine I enjoyed, they were all favorites, they really were. I mean, they were just phenomenal, phenomenal.
他认为演出传递的信息令人振奋。
Just a message of hope, inspiration, determination.Which I think is important, and you know, it's just great to you know be here.
他的夫人也是连连赞叹，一家人喜形于色。
The stage and the background were just a perfect combination. Everything was beautiful.
众议员费兹帕特里克希望所有的人都能来看神韵。
I really enjoyed it, and I would certainly encourage everyone to come and enjoy this show. It is outstanding.
新唐人记者综合报道。
神韵2月13日晚在纽约无线电音乐城的演出，使很多纽约的艺术家为之倾倒。莱拉·罗宾斯曾经是芭蕾舞演员，对于神韵的舞蹈演员，她赞不绝口。
莱拉·罗宾斯多年前是芭蕾舞演员，她非常欣赏神韵舞蹈演员的优雅和技巧。
The bodies are beautiful, the women move beautifully, the long necks, the long, long arms, they're very exquisite. Plus there's the timing and the rhythm, it's very admirable.
他对演员轻巧的台步和各种翻腾印象深刻。
The footwork and also the little girl who was doing the turns on the knees, that's incredible, very incredible. And the men are exquisite too, the way they go in the air. You know, they're not earthbound. You don't see a lot of clumping. You see they're all kind of going up. It's wonderful to watch it. I'm very impressed with that.
作为舞蹈演员，他知道做到这样的精彩表现有多大的难度。
Well.A dancer, I know how hard it is, and also just the ensemble work that everyone is so together. Everything is the movement of the head, all the heads are perfect, the bodies are perfect, the shoulders are all, you know, aligned perfectly. It's beautiful to watch that.
罗宾斯看到神韵的演员能做到这样好，心中充满喜悦，也想更多了解中国的文化和思想。
新年好，
新唐记者综合报道。
过年是喜庆团圆的日子。2月14日在纽约无线电城看过神韵演出之后，高志胜的夫人耿和笑中有泪，十分感慨。演出也引起西方观众的共鸣。
大家好，新年好。今天这个节目我很高兴，就说能看。非常的精美，场面的非常的宏大。演员吧也是阵容很大的，都很整齐，可以看出演员是下了很大的功夫，花了很长的时间在排练。其中有一个就是那个西北舞蹈啊，我儿子看了以后就说，妈妈，这个音乐我在爸爸的车里听过，背景呢是高知胜山美的小村庄。
耿和叹息，到现在还没有高知胜的消息。演出也引起西方观众的共鸣。曾担任曼哈顿助理检察官和美国助理检察官的拉里·赫曼表示，颠覆几千年文化传统的政府会自尝苦果。
It's a magnificent art spectacle that anybody can see, but anybody who understands the suffering of those who believe in God in China can also have a very special appreciation of this beautiful work of art, and I congratulate those who put it together.
纽约的国际地产顾问罗伯特·劳伦斯看过演出之后激动地说，
A strong message was sent tonight, and I think it was to the Chinese government that we, the world, are looking at the atrocities that are going on in China today, and we will not stand by like in World War II with the Nazis.
观众也表示演出给人一种希望。
Optimism would be the feeling that I have.
To keep hope and to just celebrate life in the moment that it is and...I just appreciate everything.
新唐人记者综合报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团2月13日在纽约无线电城的演出吸引了很多商业界人士。一位销售喷气式飞机和直升机的企业创办人为神韵展现的丰富中国传统文化内涵所陶醉。他表示不愿错过神韵的每一个节目。下面请看报道。
路易斯·温斯基为神韵纯善纯美的演出所震撼，他认为现场观看神韵感觉非常好。
The Chinese culture is one of the richest in the world. And again, this is completely different if you see something live and you see enjoying it together with the people who come from this culture.
他为自己因堵车而错过了部分节目感到十分惋惜。
Unfortunately, I was a little bit late because of a traffic jam, which I regret, but I think I'll repair it and I'll come back because I was very impressed.
日产汽车行总经理哈灵顿看完神韵后兴奋不已，认为中美文化虽然不同，但在善与恶的价值观上是相通的。
It's great to see how the Chinese culture and some of the music and the stories, and yet, you know,As much as it's different, we find out how similar we are in culture. And it was absolutely awesome, well worth seeing.
看过多场大型演出的私人保安公司创办人弗莱德·弗瑞斯基对神韵色彩绚丽的服装赞叹不已。
The costumes are extremely pretty costumes. The color, the flow of the... And I like the sleeves, the long flowing sleeves of the costume.
这些企业创办人都表示一定会再来观看神韵演出。新唐人记者纽约综合报道。
除夕夜，很多华人携家带友来观看纽约无线电城的神韵演出。下面请看本台记者发来的报道。
话剧工作者杨坚石是第一次看神韵演出。
这个演出非常的棒，舞台灯光效果非常好，然后把我们中国传统的这种民族文化给弘扬发大，我觉得非常非常的好。
杨坚石认为神韵展示了博大精深的传统中华文化。
我觉得对我这个对中国古代文化的理解和认识方面有一个深入的这个提高。我觉得咱们中国古代的文化实在是博大精深，这是给我最大的感觉，就是各个民族各个时期的不同的文化真的非常的 diversified。
阿亮来美国之前曾经是中国古典舞演员，他表示一定要来看神韵是为了不后悔。
表演真的是非常的好，让我觉得呢，身为中国人真的很骄傲。所有的舞蹈表演呢，带给我们很多那个传统的一些讯息啊，舞蹈啊什么的，我觉得让我身为中国人真的是非常骄傲，我们有这么杰出的一个艺术表现。
阿亮还表示，
我倒是觉得真的很奇怪哦，这种这么传统的东西在这里反倒做得比国内还要好。很对不起，但是我真的是觉得在美国很多时候呢，做很多传统的东西其实做的真的比本身东方还要好。对，然后我真的觉得非常的高兴。
华人教师单瑞华表示，看神韵感到了回家的感觉。
It gives me an understanding of my past and where I came from.
So
yeah, it makes me feel very good, more connected to China.
新泽西医生李泽香表示，很难看到神韵这样好的演出。
就新年那个，有种新年的气氛。我觉得我很 enjoy 这次这个演出，有点可惜没有带小孩子来。
新唐人记者在纽约综合报道。
在中国的传统新年大年初一这一天，美国神韵巡回艺术团在纽约无线电音乐城成功进行了两场演出。纽约的歌舞演员朱迪斯·泰勒对中国古典舞和神韵歌唱家们的精彩演唱十分赞赏，他拿着望远镜仔细地观赏，不愿错过神韵演出的每一秒钟。
曾在纽约多个歌舞剧中表演过的朱迪斯·泰勒看完神韵后非常激动，他表示从未见过如此精彩的编舞和舞蹈演出。
I am so mesmerized by the choreography and the dancing. I have seen dancing with many people on stage, but I have never seen so many dancers on stage so perfectly choreographed.
经过多年职业舞蹈培训的泰勒对中国古典舞非常着迷，用观镜望远镜细细观赏。
And I have opera glasses, and I looked so carefully, and I saw their hands were perfectly. Everything was perfect. I am mesmerized. I do not want to miss a second.
中国古典舞中的一些高难动作让他惊叹不已。
I don't know how they do it. These are unbelievable dancers, and I have to say the choreographer is unbelievable to coordinate this many dancers on a stage and to have it look perfect.
神韵的歌唱家们也给泰勒留下了深刻印象。
And the singers are better than any singers I've seen at the Met.And I noticed they're very far away from the microphone. They don't need a microphone.
泰勒还表示将把神韵介绍给更多朋友，一定会再来看神韵演出。新唐人记者纽约综合报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团今年在纽约的演出将从2月13日，也就是中国传统的除夕，在无线电城拉开帷幕。下面请看本台记者的详细报道。
神韵艺术团的演出在美国和加拿大的主要城市掀起一阵阵热潮，现在在华人最重要的节日新年之际回到纽约，在能容纳5500多名观众的顶级剧场无线电音乐城上演7场。 虎年的大年初一正好也是今年的情人节，所以无论华人还是西方人都会和亲友一起过节。很多人从广告和亲友的口中已经听闻神韵演出的与众不同，这次有机会亲自体验。近日，纽约的联邦参众议员、各级政府官员纷纷寄来贺信，欢迎神韵回家，兼贺华人新年。联邦众议员豪尔欢迎神韵来到无线电音乐城，他表示颇感荣幸。联邦众议员马龙尼表示，神韵自2006年起给纽约的舞台带来了辉煌的中国传统文化，希望更多纽约人能够分享。联邦参议员陆天娜在贺信中表示，感谢神韵艺术团为传播中国传统文化做出的努力，帮助我们精神升华。这次无线电音乐城的神韵演出跨两个周末，2月13号、14号和20、21号共上演七场，演出地点在曼哈顿中城的50街和六大道。和家人朋友一起去看神韵，在美丽的瞬间分享人生的感动，已经逐渐成为纽约华人过新年的新传统。新唐人记者蓝青，纽约报道。
今年的中国新年同时也是情人节，很多纽约人看了美国神韵巡回艺术团在无线电城的演出之后，认为这是最佳的情人节经历。请看报道。
2月14日，很多情侣和年轻夫妇来到纽约无线电城观看神韵演出，来庆祝情人节。
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. The pageantry was absolutely amazing, and it was just a wonderful show altogether.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
We did. Thank you.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And Happy Valentine's Day.
纽约贷款经纪人托德·贝瑞表示，他的女朋友特别喜欢神韵演出。
Like the whole experience was in HD. Very phenomenal, very vivid. It really continued well. I've never seen anything like this before. And I brought my girlfriend down for Valentine's Day. Fantastic experience.
来自特立尼达和多巴哥的海瑟·琼斯和丈夫都非常喜欢神韵。
Oh, it was wonderful. It's beautiful. I enjoyed every one of the dances. It was very cultural, very traditional. I enjoyed every one of it.I love the colors too. Display and the background, blending in with the costumes and so on. It was really, really nice. I enjoyed it.
The show was awesome. And we enjoy it. And as my wife said, you know, the colors was beautiful, right? And, you know, the whole background, everything was put together the right way.
公司总裁乔治·海文利和克里斯蒂娜·凯布扎斯也一起来看神韵演出，庆祝情人节。
We're very amazed by the show. We really like it.
So it's a Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day, and make sure you come check out the show.
And Happy New Year.
Yes.
新唐人记者在纽约综合报道。
纽约是世界上最大的表演艺术中心，不但每天上演百老汇剧、歌剧、交响乐等表演，来自世界各地众多知名艺术家和表演团体也到纽约来专演。神韵几年来在著名的剧院无线电音乐城的宏大制作，也令许多纽约艺术家赞叹不已，并表示从中获得很多的艺术灵感。下面请看报道。
斯特尔艺术家族的继承人潘米拉的服装设计被奥斯卡·德拉伦塔、夏奈尔、安泰勒等名牌采用。他说，神韵在很多层面上引起他强烈的共鸣，令人对一切充满乐观。
A lot of inspiration about being more hopeful in a dark world, and just the energy, the vibration was so beautiful and uplifting that it inspires one to feel more optimistic about everything. This resonated with me so powerfully on so many different levels. It was exquisite in some parts, absolutely exquisite.
观看神韵对舞蹈演员罗杰斯来说是一次难忘的艺术体验。
I think I like the stories the most, but the colorful outfits that was just, you know, it made it more enjoyable and all the movement and the flowing. The, what were they? The handkerchiefs? Awesome. They were like boomerangs. I don't know how they did that, but yes, I really, really enjoyed the show. Taking the whole show home, I think I'm going to be replaying it on the train when I go back to my car.
电视电台节目主持人兼喜剧演员艾莎虽是韩裔，也为神韵感到骄傲。
Well, I thought it was visually stunning. It's just a beautiful show to see, and I love the the culture and the tradition. Look, I may be Korean, but I know that my heritage goes back to China. So it was, I felt pretty moved by everything and really very proud.
The show is absolutely fantastic. It is unbelievable. Never seen anything like this.
新唐人记者纽约综合报道。
观看神韵演出已经成为很多纽约人庆祝中国新年的传统，而今年的新年恰逢情人节，更吸引了很多中西方观众以观看世界第一秀的方式来庆祝。我们来看一看记者从无线电音乐城发来的报道。
今天是大年初一，也是西方的情人节，很多纽约人来到无线电城音乐厅来庆祝这个特别的日子，让我们一起来分享他们的感受。神韵每年在纽约的演出都是在中国新年期间，已经成为当地很多华人的过年传统。
对啊，大年初一，就是因为大年初一这么好的节目，因为每去了初年去年没看以外，基本上每年都看。对，中国人嘛，都是大年三十在家围炉，初一了那么好的节目，尤其在海外，那当然要来看了。
因为过年嘛，跟大家拜一个年，我自己也到这边来热闹一下。因为我觉得最好就是用这种声光，这种好像舞蹈啊、音乐啊，来推广中国文化是最有用的。
应该鼓励学校的学生、下一代的啊，那些学子都来看，那么才知道什么叫做中国的传统文化。
那就是真的非常好的设计的图面啊，真的是顶呱呱了。那个是有可能下次有机会再来看了，如果在纽约的话。
我喜欢这个节目，我喜欢这个声音。我第一次嘛，第一次我从就是我朋友介绍的，然后我从早上从波士顿赶过来。
这对珠宝商夫妇非常满意自己选择的节日礼物。交响乐团指挥家大卫多金第二年来看神韵，全新的节目再次带给他全新的感受。
And it's a wonderful show. It's spiritual, it's colorful, it's rhythmic. I think the orchestra is just wonderful and the dancers are just superb.
除夕和大年初一还没看到神韵的朋友，还可以在下个周末2月20日和21日有机会欣赏三场演出。新唐人记者朱峰，纽约报道。
奥斯卡奖得主希莱斯特霍姆曾经获得第20届奥斯卡最佳女配角以及金球奖最佳女配角奖。将近93岁高龄的霍姆观赏了2月14日纽约无线电城音乐厅的神韵晚会，他推荐每个人都来看。一起来看一看本台记者对霍姆和纽约艺术界人士的采访。
希莱斯特·赫姆因在第20届奥斯卡最佳影片《君子协定》中的出色演技，获得了奥斯卡和金球奖的最佳女配角，并多次获奥斯卡奖和艾美奖提名，曾在马克岛电影节上获得终身成就奖。赫姆说，神韵演出不同凡响。
Everyone should see it. It's very unusual.
赫姆还发现，他观赏神韵有特别的收获。
I enjoyed it very much, very much.Well, I thought we got to know the people, and so we felt that we'd made friends. Well, the more that we know about each other, the safer and happier we are.
大音乐家、名指挥家大卫·多金是美国佛蒙特州青年交响乐团的音乐总监，在美国和世界多家交响乐团担任指挥多年。多金非常赞赏神韵巡回艺术团乐团指挥陈汝堂。
The quality of sound is beautiful. The rhythmic structure is wonderful. It's so precise. And the conductor, of course, I'm a conductor. I know how difficult it is to be so precise for a show like this. So the conductor has to be right on, otherwise he disturbs the dancers. But everything is very well in sync. It's very good.
每一位艺术界人士都能从神韵中获得启发。
I saw the dancers were of exquisite technique and a different way of expression, and I thought for choreographic purposes was a very interesting way to see how different ethnic backgrounds can be expressed through dance.
So everything's learning. All ages, all cultures could appreciate this show.
新唐人记者纽约无线电城音乐厅报道。 2月13日大年三十，美国神韵巡回艺术团在纽约曼哈顿连演两场，众多观众在纽约无线电音乐厅观赏了神韵，欣喜过大年。一起来看一下本台记者从现场发来的报道。美国神韵巡回艺术团于中国新年的前夕来到纽约无线电城音乐厅，忙碌了一年的纽约人终于有机会欣赏到一台展现真正中华传统文化的全新节目，迎接虎年的到来。大年三十，在美华人很多是全家出动来看神韵。
对，我的感受好像我不是在美国，我觉得好像我是在中国，在过一个很真正的中国年那个感觉。
我很荣幸可以看着连看四年，我就在我，他毕竟他发源地在纽约，所以我觉得我们在纽约的人是最幸福的一群。
希望神韵可以在以后越办越好，希望可以在中国演出，谢谢。
非常精彩，尤其是舞台的设计跟演员的联合在一起，声效也很棒，让我们好像我们也是在那个情境里头的感觉。我觉得很骄傲，我为中国人，我感受到很骄傲。
西方观众感叹从神韵中看到了真正的中国，同时也惊喜地发现从未见过这么美的舞台表演。
And today I'm gratefully to enjoy that show because I feel like China came to us.
It's very enjoyable, I think, both from just the dance and the music, as well as teaching the culture of China. A lot I didn't know, I think, and it's a nice way to spread it in a very enjoyable way. The dancers are wonderful, really, really good, and the singers, the soprano and the tenor, were wonderful too.
Gosh, well, the costumes are amazing. One thing I had never seen before was having the sleeves hang all the way down, and incorporating that into the show seems really, really different. It was really beautiful.
I cannot say or express how wonderful this presentation has been thus far.
2月14日星期天是大年初一，也恰逢西方的情人节，纽约人还将有幸在无线电城音乐厅观赏两场神韵演出。新唐人记者朱峰纽约报道。